Started. Good afternoon, Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark here from Sutherland High School, where your Warrior girls getting set to take on the Sutherland Bulldogs. Get the name right there. I got to check one thing here. Give me just a second. Get my ink pen here so we'll be able to keep some stats and get my glasses on. I don't know how their numbers are. Some of these schools' jerseys are terrible. The North Douglas boys last night had red numbers, dark red numbers on black jerseys. So luckily, they only went about three kids that mattered on their team, so it was easy to keep track of them. All right, so ready now? You take my pen? What do you do with my pen? Just had it. There it is. Okay, we are ready. Sorry about that, folks. All right, so about a couple of minutes before we get started here, the Amity Warriors come into this game 2-0 in girls basketball, and Sutherland played their first game last night, I believe, and played Oakland, beat them 43-15. So really not much. Our coaches stayed back and scouted, and talking to Tim Harsma about that, and he didn't feel like they really got a lot out of it because the competition level was so bad that it was hard to say. But here's what we know about Sutherland. They've got a lot of postseason experience the last couple of years. The player that helped them get into the postseason and be successful is no longer here. That was the Wicks girl who played here and was outstanding for her sophomore through senior years, really. Was kind of an all-state type of player. Little 5 foot, 4 inch guard that could shoot the lights out and handle the ball. And the rest of the team really didn't have to do a lot. They just kind of had their roles around Wicks. And now they have to step up. So they're led by point guard Paige Edmondson, who's a 5'3 senior, real good soccer player, but has never been really called on to be a scorer. When Wicks was here, Edmondson really was able to just kind of be a defensive guard, handle the ball a little bit, and help facilitate getting Wicks the ball. So they also have Vermillion, who's a 5'11 senior. They have a, look for her name here, Addison Clark is a 6 foot junior. They have Huntley, who's a 6'1 junior. Wacher, who's a 6'1 sophomore. You get the idea here. They are big. That's four players, 5'11 or taller. They got a couple of 5'9 kids, a 5'7, a 5'6. This is a big team. But from what they scouted last night, not a lot of outside shooting, and they really don't pound the ball inside. Now, going against Amity, not a big team. We have Sarah Lynn Grove at about 5'9, and then a bunch of 5'4, 5'5 girls. And that's kind of who we are size-wise. When you look at these two teams, they've got these girls who are all these long legs and frames that look like serious basketball players. But what we're going to do is what we always do. We're going to get after their guards because you cannot have a successful offense if your guards can't handle the pressure. And so watch for our trap, our heavy man-to-man, full court pressure, force some turnovers, get some bad passes, and see if we can turn that into points going the other way and keep them out of their offense. All right, we're going to have the national anthem here, so if you can bear with us. excellent rendition there of the national anthem by Sutherland student. She has some range. That was impressive. She had no problem hitting the high notes. Felt like she could go higher. All right, so we've got a three-man officiating crew that'll be doing both the girls' game and then the Amity-Oakland boys' game to follow this. We'll get the starting lineups introduced here for Amity. We're going to have Alyssa McMullen, Aidy Nisley, Maya Harsma, Eliza Nisley, and Sarah Lynn Grove. Get them introduced here. Warriors, of course, coached by Jed McMullen, assisted by Tim Harsma, Carl McShane, and Amanda Grove. Sutherland, coached by the very successful Josh Grodding. He had a run of four straight state titles from 2014 to 2017. And also won a 2008 state title. So he's won five state titles here in Sutherland. Good coach. And I'll say this, and you can take it for whatever it's worth, a good recruiter. They have a lot of kids that come to Sutherland from Roseburg.
And now for the home team, the rated Sutherland Bulldogs out of the far west league, coached by Josh Krupp.
The pod beam is still on. I can hear it. Okay.
No,
I was hearing that. Okay. So Sutherland, we're going to have Paige Edmondson, as I mentioned, the 5'3" senior point guard. Very good athlete, very quick. They're going to start number five, Josie Vermillion, 5'11" senior.
Number 10.
Madison Wagner, a 5'9" senior.
Number 22.
Number 22, Addison Clark, 6', senior, or junior, excuse me. And number 31, Madison Huntley, 6'1", junior. So a lot of length out there. They go 6'1", 6', 5'11", 5'9", and 5'3". And like I said, well coached. So contrasting styles here, a lot of length. And some quickness versus some length and a lot of quickness. Amity, of course, ranked number 2 in the state. Warriors figuring out their defensive positioning here. They're wearing their road black uniforms with royal numbers. Warriors win the tap. Get it to Grove on the break. Lays it up and in. Warriors up 2-0. Good pass from Aidy Nisley to Sarah Lynn Grove. And the Warriors get up 2-0. A little bit of pressure on the inbound. Handled by Wagner. Wagner ahead to Vermillion. Vermillion gets it over to Edmondson. Edmondson works to the right to Huntley. Huntley skips it over. They go inside. Scoops up and under. Misses the shot. Is Clark. And so she's going to go to the line to shoot two. Foul on Eliza Nisley, her first. Clark at the line to shoot two. First one good. She was, as a freshman, she was a starter for them. And so she's been a good player for them all the way through this little run with Wicks that they had. Misses the second one, Grove with the rebound. Warriors push it up quick. Harsma ahead to Eliza. Eliza gets in deep, lost the ball, gets it back. Picks up her dribble, back out to 80. Skip pass, knocked away, and out of bounds by Huntley. Ill-advised pass there, but no harm. Ball out of bounds. Edmondson going to dog Harsma. Man-to-man defense. McMullen with it. Works off a little screen. Picked up by Edmondson over right angle. Nisley, 80. Finds McMullen at the elbow, misses that one, banging inside, loose ball, rebound, Grove, out to Harsma. Harsma on the left angle, drives, gets underneath, fouled. Got underneath the arms of Vermillion, I think. That'll be their first team foul. So to the line goes Maya Harsma.
Maya Harsma.
Two shots for the junior point guard. Buries the first one. Maya, the most unassuming, excellent athlete you'll ever meet. Misses the second one. And the rebound to Sutherland. They get it ahead. Huntley trying to go down low. It's not there. Edmondson in the right corner. Back out to Huntley on the wing. Huntley hands. It's a 1-3-1 knocked away by McMullen. Edmondson gets it back. They skip it across court to Vermillion. Left corner. Three-pointer. Good for Madison Wagner. Gives a 4-3 Bulldog lead. AD within the corner, drives, gets in deep, gives it to Grove. Grove bounces around, won't get it. Nisley with the rebound, banks it up and in. AD Nisley with a rebound in traffic and the lay-in. Kind of tough, actually, fall-away shot off the glass in front of the rim. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Grotting and the Sutherland Bulldogs as they got trapped and had nowhere to go. Grotting not happy with their press break. And he's letting them know about it right now. 30-second timeout. As he lays into them about their lack of movement. Everybody kind of standing around watching the girl with the ball and not making sure that people are cutting and moving. Can't beat a press that traps like that without good player movement. 5-4 Amity on top. Sutherland with the ball. Waiting for everybody to come out of their huddles here. And we are ready to go. Sutherland gets it in, gets it across. Wagner knocked away and stolen by Eliza Nisley. She takes it in, lays it up and in. Eliza with the steal and the breakaway lay-in makes it 7-4. Wagner gets it in, it's knocked away. Wagner gets it back, pushes up the middle of the floor. Over to Huntley. Huntley on top to Edmondson. Swings it left side to Vermillion. Vermillion high post. Clark back out to Edmondson. Now they lob down low to Huntley. Doubled. Misses. Clark battling. Ball's loose. Harzma comes out of there with it. Harzma pushing hard the other way. Edmondson back on defense. Harzma keeps attacking all the way to the rim and fouled. She knew she had Edmondson backing up and not quite in good footwork position. Oh, they're going to say she lost it out of bounds. They call on that. They call travel on that? Well, I'd like some hand motions. They called the travel, not the foul that I thought he had whistled. All right. Turnover on the Warriors. Wagner with it in the right corner. Finds the cutter. Huntley lays it up and in. Cutting from the top. Somebody's got to find her. It's 7-6 Amity. Harzma brings it across the timeline on the left angle. Works towards the top of the key. Getting bumped a little bit by Wagner. Finally gets the ball to Grove as she pops out to help. Now to McMullen, sets it up, calls out the play. To Harzma on the right angle. Down low, 80, spins, gets it to Grove in front of the rim. Back out to Harzma, swings it over to 80. 80 on the right wing, down low. Eliza skips it over to McMullen. They're going to get her for a double dribble.
I don't think so. That's not double dribble.
Used to be double dribble. And then they don't call it. Now they call it.
Well, consider his age.
The old official called that a double dribble. It's that kind of the one dribble as you catch the ball and then start dribbling again. They've stopped calling that a double dribble. They say one is part of the catch. So the other end, bank shot by Huntley, misses inside, rebound, Sutherland back out to Huntley, skips it over to Clark. Down low, Vermillion with it. Left side, Clark for three. No good. Long rebound. Nisley comes down with it. Eliza going the other way. Warriors with a one-point lead. Coming up on the four-minute mark to go in the first quarter. Eliza drives. Foul. No call. Out to 80. On top to Grove. Grove swings it over to Maya. Maya will set things up. 20 on the shot clock. 4 minutes to go. Back door. 80 on the baseline. Misses that short one there. Passes a little bit behind her from Eliza in the high post. Huntley being dogged by McMullen, picks up her dribble and pass caught by Clark. Nice catch. She had to come over the top of 80 to catch that. Left side
Missed jump shot there by Wagner, picked up by Harzma. Head to 80. 80 wants to attack, and we're going to get a blocking foul called on Huntley. Or Wagner, excuse me.
Hold on, foul number 10.
Second team foul on the Bulldogs. Wagner's first. Maya's going to get a break here and into the game, Kylie Wilson. Warriors inbound, lob into Grove. Doubled, gives it up to 80. 80 drives left side of the key. Kicks out to McMullen for three. No good. Weak side rebound. Eliza, jump ball. She got trapped over in that right corner, kind of by the three-point line. Couldn't get out of there. And so we'll go the other way on the alternating possession. Trying to break the pressure here. They finally get it to Wagner. Wagner swings it to Vermillion on the left angle. There's a ball knocked away. Comes back out on top to Edmondson. Huntley goes baseline. She is fouled, reaching on Grove. Going to be Grove's second foul? No, first foul. Okay. Not so bad then. Live with that. Huntley to the line to shoot two. Misses the first one. Second one coming for Huntley. Misses them both. Rebound Grove. So Huntley misses a pair. So no harm on that foul. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Grove down low. They find, try to get Wilson on the cut from the high post. Nisley's pass knocked away and out of bounds. Eliza inbound right side of the key on the baseline. Wanted to go to 80, not there. Out to Grove, picked off by Wagner. Not a good pass there. Wagner up the middle of the floor. Bump from behind. Swings it to Edmondson. Edmondson back to Huntley at the foul line. Edmondson on top, swings it down in the left corner. Wagner, pump fake, drives baseline, misses the shot, gets it back, puts it up, misses again, and the rebound, Eliza, in traffic, going the other way with 2.5 to go first quarter, and but he's still up 7-6. 80, swings over to McMullen, fake the three, draws the defense towards her. Grove in the corner, down low to Eliza, back out on top. 80 from the foul line, a little strong. Rebound, Grove. Misses that one. Wilson inside, jump ball. Should be Amity ball in the alternating possession. Good job by Wilson there. Get that offensive rebound. Warriors missing some shots here early that normally they're going to make more often than not. They get it into 80. She's fouled from behind by Wagner. 2:13 left to go, first quarter. That's the third team foul. Into the game for the Bulldogs, Parsons. Parsons replaces Wagner. We've got a foul on Grove, her second. Sarah Lynn, trouble there with fouls. That's going to make the Warriors get shorter here. Sarah out, Maya in. So Wilson, the only size of any significance in there at all, at about 5'8". All right, inbound the ball, coming the full length of the court. Edmondson gets it to Parsons. Parsons dribbling up the middle of the floor, all the way in, kicks it out. Wagner on the right wing, back to Parsons in the corner. Wagner in the mid post, finds the cutter. Edmondson banks it strong and fouled. So just under 2 minutes now to go here in the first quarter. Warriors are starting to pick up some fouls. It's the fourth team foul on Amity, first on 80 Nisley. Edmondson to the line to shoot two. They love to run the cutter from the right angle. And this time it was Edmondson. It was Huntley earlier. Edmondson gets the first. One more coming for the senior guard. Gets them both. 8-7, Sutherland on top. Harzma. Bounce pass over to 80. 80 surveys the court, down low to Eliza on the baseline. Eliza works underneath the basket, tries to go back. 80 right in front, gets her shot rejected by Clark. Huntley with the rebound to Edmondson. Edmondson pushes hard up the right side, gets in deep, and out of control, gets a foul. She had no idea where she was going to go with the ball. She thought there was a teammate one spot. There wasn't. That's going to be the second on 80 Nisley. 15 foul. So now that puts Edmondson on the line to shoot two. It's going to get right out into the game here. Edmondson 2 for 2 from the line so far. Looking to extend this one-point lead. Buries the first one cleanly. Right out in, 80 out. 1:35 left to go, first quarter. Edmondson misses that one. Wilson tips it to herself. Two-point lead for the Bulldogs, 9-7. Eliza with it on the right wing. And Jed needs a timeout. Girls weren't running what he wanted to run. He's got some subs in there. He's got Rideout and Wilson in there, and there was some miscommunication maybe on who was playing what position or what they were supposed to do. I'm not sure. But it was immediately Eliza was trying to direct some traffic, and they weren't getting it. And so Jed quickly just organizational timeout, making sure all five know what their role is on the floor right now. 30-second timeout. 24 on the shot clock as we come out of this timeout. Pretty quiet here, but a decent-sized crowd on hand for a preseason action. Pre-league, I guess. Early season action. So on the floor for the Warriors, Rideout Wilson, Eliza Nisley, Harzma, and McMullen. For the Bulldogs, it's Edmondson, Clark, Huntley, Gary, and Parsons in the game. Get it into Harzma. So both teams playing with a couple of bench players right now. Wilson in the corner. They double her. Huntley almost stole it, but got a foot on the baseline. They had the double, and then Huntley jumped the passing lane as Kylie tried to go towards the basket with the pass. Harzma looking to get it in. Does to McMullen out on top. Back to Harzma. Fakes the three. Drives all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Nobody picked her up on the drive. Harzma with three. Leading scorer for the Warriors. It's 9-9. Minute 5 to go here in the first quarter. Huntley on the right wing. They swing it to Edmondson. Now over to Gary. Back to Edmondson. Gary inside to Clark. Found her cutting to the basket. Nobody guarding her. She's got three in the game. It's back to a two-point Bulldog lead. Harzma with it on the top of the key. 2-3 zone for the Bulldogs. Eliza starts to drive. Bounce pass knocked away and almost stolen by Edmondson. It's still going to be the Warriors' ball. Edmondson's quick, good soccer player. She'll play the full 32, I'm assuming, for them, as long as this is a close game. Warriors get it in. Nisley drives baseline, slipped, and stepped out of bounds. Got a wet spot or something down there. But the official doesn't check to see if there's a wet spot. That's kind of strange. Somebody slips on a drive like that, you kind of should be checking the floor to see, especially since she hit the floor. She might have left a wet spot also. 30 seconds to go. Shot clock off in the first quarter. 11-9, favor of the Bulldogs. They have not turned the ball over a lot. They've taken pretty good care of it overall. I'm sure that was Coach Grodding's concern against this Warrior team. And now the Warriors deep on their bench as Rice in as well. So three bench players in the game. Wilson doing a good job of fronting Clark at that high post. In the corner, they hook it into Clark. She turns and she's fouled. They got it into that low post on the right side. It's going to be on Wilson, her first 16 foul on the Warriors. That'll put Clark on the line, shooting two with 1.7 seconds. Had a pretty good defensive set going until they got it into that low post. Let her spin to that left hand. Clark at the line, misses the foul shot. So she is one out of three from the foul line so far today. As a team, they are four out of nine from the foul line. Made their first four of their first five. Clark gets that one. Oops, wrong person there. Warriors push it up quick, get the shot off. No basket. 12-9 after one quarter. Warriors trail the Bulldogs of Sutherland. We'll take a quick break and be back. This is KLYC and Podbean Warriors Basketball. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Start of the second quarter here from Sutherland High School, where the Bulldogs lead your Warrior girls 12-9. Amity with some foul trouble there in that first quarter. Sarah Lynn's got two. 80's got two. Eliza has one. And Wilson has one. As they out-fouled Sutherland 6-3. Edmondson with the ball to start second quarter. Swings it over to Parsons, down in the corner to Huntley. They use her to kind of facilitate from out there. She can see over the defense. On the floor for the Warriors. I'll give it to you here in a second. It's Rice, Wilson, Eliza, Harzma, and McMullen down low. Huntley turns and scores. Kind of a broken play down there as Huntley gets her second basket of the day. She's got four. Warriors down five now. Harzma to Rice. In the corner, McMullen, who hasn't... She's only taken a couple of shots so far. She's 0 for whatever, 2 or 3. Eliza with the drive, gets in deep, and too deep. Got doubled, throws it down the other way. Edmondson gets it at half court, leaves it for Clark on the left wing. Back to Edmondson on top. Clark, left wing again, looking inside, not there. Swing it over to Parsons. Parsons in the corner to Huntley. Huntley back to Parsons on the right wing. Warriors in a 2-3 zone. Edmondson over to Huntley. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. They get it inside to Clark. Clark turns with a left hand, misses, gets it back, puts it up, misses again. Harzma with the rebound. Weaves her way through traffic and gets it over to Eliza. Eliza swings it, and Huntley knocks it out of bounds. They obviously know where the Warriors are trying to start their offense. They've jumped a couple of passes now. Haven't resulted in steals, but they have resulted in ball out of bound. Warriors having to reset. 25 on the shot clock. Harzma works left. Kicks to McMullen. Good closeout by Huntley. They've got so much length on that closeout. Huntley at 6-1. Closing out on McMullen. There's a foul. No call on Parsons. Eliza misses the short jumper. It's going to be Warriors basketball. What? Oh, come on. You've got to be paying better attention than that, refs. They're going to get the ball right, but both officials just kind of look at each other like they don't know who the ball went off of. My goodness, these are two of these officials we had last night. And, Rice in the corner, drives, tries to go over the left hand. Clark blocks that one easily. Can't be weak in there with all that length they have. Edmondson, right angle to Huntley on the wing. Back to Edmondson on top. Huntley. I think you can back off her a little bit. They just want to get it in. They do to Clark, hand to Huntley. Huntley pulls up from 10. She's fouled. So the Warriors really struggling with this kind of this cutting offense. They run the ball into the post, and then they run cutters to the basket. And it's kind of similar to what the Warriors do. And for some reason, we're having a really hard time defending that so far today. At the line, Huntley drains the first one. They've only made one outside shot in this game, but they've outscored the Warriors now 7-0 since late. Now make it 8-0 since late in that first quarter. Warriors were up 9-8 at one time. Eliza on the wing with it. Eliza surveys the court. Nowhere to go against this 2-3 zone with the dribble. Grove back into the game. I think Jed realizing, like, fouls or no fouls, I got to have a better player in there. Eliza drives, gets in deep, scoops up, nothing there, tips it back out to McMullen to Harzma with 10 seconds. Back to McMullen, left corner three. Need that. Got it. McMullen buries her first shot. First make of the game for her, 16-12. Amity back within 4. Edmondson gets it over to Parsons, drives, kicks it back out to Edmondson. Left corner, Clark. Surveying the court, skips it to Edmondson. 10-footer right side, hits it. Nobody on her on the ball rotation. Her first basket of the game. She's got 5. 6-point Southern lead, 18-12. 4:50 to go here in the second quarter. Harzma works left off the screen to McMullen. McMullen for 3. Hits another one. There we go. Alyssa McMullen with back-to-back threes. 18-15 Warriors. Parsons with it. They start to trap her. She gets through the trap, gets to the foul line, runs into Kylie. It's a jump ball. Nice job by Kylie to not foul and get two hands on that ball. Warriors basketball on the alternating possession. 4:30 to go, first quarter, 18-15 Bulldogs. Last 6 points on back-to-back threes by Alyssa. That'll get Huntley coming out a little quicker. You might be able to get the pump fake and the drive now on her. Harzma works to the left, and we're going to get an offensive foul on Eliza. Moving screen, not any reason for it. Way out by the three-point line, that's her second foul. Right out's going to come in and get Eliza out for a few minutes. She and 80 with 2, Sarah Lynn with 2. A lot of foul trouble for the Warriors right now here in the second quarter. Parsons gets through the double, hesitates, over to Huntley on the right angle, extended, skips it to Edmondson. Edmondson back to Huntley on the right. Looking in the corner to Clark, who pops out. Now they want to go to Huntley. They double her on the baseline, back out to Clark. Fumbles her way through, and then Wilson gets the steal. That wasn't a good dribbling by Clark there. She never really had good control of that. Wilson able just to reach in and grab that loose ball effectively. Right out, works off a little screen from Grove. Back over to Sarah Lynn, who had the three. Didn't know she had it until it was too late. McMullen on the left wing with it now. Comes off a screen by Grove. Bounce pass to Harzma. Harzma wiggles her way in. A little too hard. Rebound Wilson inside. Up strong. Foul. Nice job by the sophomore Kylie Wilson playing in the Giants down there. Kylie at 5'8", giving up 3 or 4 or 5 inches to a couple of girls. So Wilson to the line to shoot 2 with 3:29 to go first half. That's the first team foul on the Bulldogs, but they don't have it up on the board, so I have no idea who the foul. There it is. Foul was on number 31, Huntley. Wilson misses the first of 2. Second shot coming. This one, a little strong, rattles in and goes down off the back rim. Bounced high in the air. Cuts it to a 2-point lead, 18-16. Edmondson swings it to Huntley over on the right side, trying to break this pressure. Huntley, now back to Edmondson. Edmondson middle of the floor to Clark. 15-footer, way too strong. Rebound right out. Lily gets it to Harzma. Harzma, top of the key. Picks up her dribble. Needs some help. Going to be Grove. We're going to have a timeout taken by Jed. He didn't like that at all. 3:08 left to go, second quarter. I think we might get a full. Nope, it's going to be a 30-second timeout as well. So we'll stay here. 2 team fouls on the Warriors this quarter, 1 on the Bulldogs. 18-16 Sutherland on top. Warriors right now being led by McMullen's 2 3-pointers for 6 points. Harzma has 3. Both Nisleys have a bucket, as does Grove. And Wilson has a point. So Amity with balanced scoring, just not quite enough scoring yet. But it is not easy to score around the basket on this team. They are very long. They're fundamentally sound. They don't slap at the ball. They just make it very difficult for you to get a shot off in there. Right out will inbound right side of the scorer's table. Warriors going left to right in front of us. Right out, sophomore. Inbounds to Harzma. Here we go. With 3 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the quarter. McMullen thought about the 3. Edmondson extends on her. Back to Grove on the left side. Right out up on top with it. Right out. Bounce pass to Harzma. Too low. And jump ball. That'll go back to the Bulldogs on the alternating possession. Not a good pass from right out there, down by the feet of Harzma. into the game, number 13, Kristen Gandy, a 5'5 junior. She replaces Parsons. Gandy will inbound to Edmondson. Back to Gandy. Gandy knocked away by McMullen. Stolen. She takes it in. Fouled from behind. No call. Oh, my goodness. Right out with the rebound. Back out to Grove. Fakes the three. Over to Harzma or McMullen on the right wing. Gets in deep and jump ball. Amity ball in the alternating possession. You got to have a plan when you go down there. And Alyssa didn't have a plan that time. Got into the Valley of Giants and couldn't do it. But she's going to get a three off the inbound. Oh, rims it in and out. Uncontested three from the right wing. McMullen pressuring Huntley. Edmondson might have traveled. Gets it back to Huntley. Top of the key. Swings it to Clark over on the left wing. Clark. Skip pass to Edmondson, right angle. Edmondson with a dribble to the foul line, out to Huntley. Back on top to Gandy. Huntley down in the left corner to Clark. Back to Huntley, lays it up and in. You can't, you got to deny the pass whenever they run that cutter from the wing towards the low block. And that time they fed it from Clark to Huntley. Grove. Trying to go to Harzma, not there, and Edmondson reaches in and draws the foul. Just the second team foul on the Bulldogs this quarter. Minute 48 to go in the second quarter. 4-point game, 20-16 in favor of Sutherland. Harzma inbound, throws it out to Grove on top. Grove hands off to McMullen. McMullen top of the key, probably had the shot, didn't take it. Right out on the right angle. Throws it away. Edmondson with the steal. Going hard and fast the other way. She's fouled by McMullen. McMullen's like, I didn't touch her. So she's going to shoot two. And she got close to her. And they blew the whistle. Kind of out of anticipation maybe there a little bit. Happens a lot in basketball. Minute 33 to go in the second quarter. Edmondson a chance to extend this 4-point lead. She's 3 out of 4 from the foul line so far today. Now she's 3 out of 5. A lot of seniors on this team. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But most of them don't start. Edmondson gets the second one. Warriors down 5, 21-16, minute and a half to go here in the second quarter. Playing a little shorthanded with some foul trouble. McMullen on the right wing. Trying to feed Grove, does in the high post. Back out to Harzma. Harzma drives all the way in, scoops, no good. Grove at the foul line with the rebound, puts it home. Sarah Lynn with that light, nice little mid-range game. Right spot, right time. Warriors with some pressure. Huntley gets it to, there's a ball lost, and she gets it back. Nope, lost it. Knocked out of bounds by Harzma. It was Gandy struggling to control the ball. She's going to come out, I think. Back into the game, Parsons, who's a better ball handler, I think. Both of them. No, Gandy's a junior, Parsons a senior. Got a whistle on the floor. Need a towel. Oh, they found a wet spot finally. Try from the official. He looks like he's sweating pretty good. Pace of the game a little much for him, maybe. Minute 3 left to go, second quarter. 21-18 in favor of Sutherland. As we wait for our elder statesman official to wipe the floor up over in that corner. And we're about ready here. All right. Bulldog ball on the far sideline in the front court. Get it into Edmondson in the back court. Back to Parsons. Huntley on the right wing. Surveys the court. Goes high to Clark. Back to Huntley on the baseline. Misses the short jumper. Wilson with good position and the rebound. Should have been a reach-in foul there on Vermillion. No call. Harzma, top of the key. Over to right out on the wing. Takes a couple of dribbles. Back to Harzma. Right out. Needs to take that shot and for some reason isn't shooting it. We're going to get a travel on right out. Lillian's had a couple of opportunities there, Liliana, and hasn't fired away. We saw her in the opening game of the year against Pleasant Hill take that shot. Ball loose on the floor. Huntley has it. Parsons back to Huntley. 23 seconds, basically no time left on the shot clock when this is up. They go backdoor, stolen by Grove. 15 seconds. Grove going hard the other way, slows down, leaves it for McMullen, mid-range, left side, buries it. Nice job knowing your teammate where they are. McMullen spotted up at about 15 feet.
That's a pass.
They're going to put Vermillion.
Nobody's shooting with 2.8 seconds.
Oh, my goodness. They're going to give this as a shot attempt from beyond half court with 2.8 seconds. Never seen an official grant anybody a shot from there. That is absolutely horrible. Edmondson misses the first one. That is... Boy, if I were Jed, I would have lost it on that, I think. Vermillion misses two. Edmondson, yeah. What did I say? Vermillion? Nah, it's Edmondson at the line. Sorry, my bad. Edmondson hits the third one. She's hit 5 out of 9 from the foul line. Long pass ahead from the corner. McMullen, are they going to count it? This guy says no. He's saying no. He's saying yes. There we go. They give him 2 or 3 on it. That's the question. Was it a 3? They give him a 3 on that? So they did. Well, I didn't see the arms go up, though. The clock gave him 3. Need to know if this is a 2 or a 3 here. The officials are still conferring. I didn't think she got the shot off personally, but 2 out of the 3 officials did. Was it a 3? I guess it was a 3. That's what they've got on the clock. And that's what they're going to call it. So a 3-pointer for McMullen at the buzzer makes it a 22-22 game after 2 quarters. All right, folks, we're going to take a break for a few minutes, come back, and give you some numbers. Actually, I'll just give you some numbers here right now. McMullen leading the way with 11 points, hit 3 threes in that first half. Grove with 4, Harsmith 3, 80, Knisley 2, Eliza 2, Wilson 1 for Sutherland. It's kind of a two-man scoring game here. Huntley's got 8, and Vermillion has 7. Wagner 3, Clark 4. So that's where we are, 22-22 at halftime here from Sutherland. Warriors, as poorly as they played, tied going into halftime. All right, we're going to take a break for a few minutes and do some housekeeping on this end. We'll send you out to a little music and let you enjoy that here in just a minute. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark here from Sutherland High School, where your Amity Warriors and the Sutherland Bulldog girls are tied up at 22 at halftime. I do have one correction. Alyssa McMullen had 10 in the first half. That last one was not a 3. If it had been, the Warriors would have had a lead. So that made it easy to recount and figure out what they had called it. So still the leading scorer in the game. As Sutherland has Huntley with 8 and Edmondson with 7, McMullen with 10 for the Warriors. All right, here we go. Warriors on defense here to start the second half. Huntley with it way up on the left wing. On top, Vermillion looking for a cutter. Warriors are in man-to-man defense. Clark on the wing, down low. Huntley, backside pass to Vermillion, misses it, and the Warriors let it go out of bounds. Good job by Eliza. So man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Changes things up a little bit for the look that the Bulldogs have. Warriors going right to left in front of us. Harsma working against this zone. They extend it way out. Edmondson, a good defender, trying to make life difficult for the Warriors to start the offense. Backdoor to Grove. Grove lays it up. Foul. Going to get, I think, number 10, Wagner, on that. Her first foul, that'll put Grove on the line, or her third foul, first team foul, so that'll put Grove on the line to shoot two. Grove has 4 points in the game. Wiping up a wet spot on the baseline there. Kylie Wilson starting the third quarter for the Warriors, along with Eliza, Sarah Lynn, Alyssa, and Maya. So the Warriors going a little bit bigger here to start the third quarter. Trying to match up in this man-to-man defense with a little more size. Grove at the line. First free throw. Good. Rattles it home. Warriors in that first half only shot 4 foul shots. They were 2 out of 4. I'll tell you how many Bulldogs shot here in a minute. Edmondson alone was 5 for 9. Grove hits a pair. 9, 6, 7, 8, 9. They made 9 foul shots in the first half and shot more than that. Right now, Huntley with the ball on the right angle. I'll give you that number here in a little while. It was a big disparity. There's ball knocked away by Wilson, stolen by Nisley. Eliza weaves her way up the right side, puts the brakes on, sets it to McMullen. Now over to Harzma, out on top. Gets a screen from Grove, works to the right. Bumped by Huntley, no call, should have been a foul. Backdoor pass or a cutting pass to Grove. Grove lays it up and in. Clark a little slow on the rotation there. Grove's got 8 in the game, all 4 Warrior points to start the third quarter. Huntley on the wing, going to drive. Wilson comes across, takes the... Oh! Thought she took the charge. I thought she got there. So they're going to call a blocking foul on Kylie. Who's the foul on? Called that on Eliza. I thought that was Wilson that took the charge. Okay.
You had your mindset before she shot it.
Free throw, no good for Huntley. 80 in, Eliza out. 17 foul shots in the first half. Now they've had 19 in the game. Huntley makes 1 out of 2. She is 3 for 6 from the foul line. Harzma works left, gets down deep, right back to Wilson. Wilson, little 6-footer, knocks it down. What a pass by Maya Harzma on the assist there. Drove left, got in deep, made a nice little bounce pass below the arms of the tall girls in there, and did a great job of getting the ball to Wilson. There's a ball knocked away, and 80 with a steal. Gets the ball to Grove. Grove will push it up. Looking for Harzma. Harzma will set the offense in the half court. Warriors up 28-23, under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Harzma, bounce pass to 80 at the foul line. Back out McMullen for 3. Short, rebound Wilson, fouled. Clark was out of position. Wilson, as always, fighting, getting herself into a good place to rebound. Gave a little hesitation after she caught the ball. Clark was out of position, trying to get back into position. Ran into Wilson as she went up after the pump. Wilson at the line to shoot 2. Misses the first one. One more coming for Kylie. That one did not look comfortable at all. We're going to have a timeout, looks like. Timeout taken by Sutherland. Going to be a 30, I think. So we're going to stay here. The lack of signaling that the officials do in this association is really irritating as a spectator who's trying to know what's going on. He did not give any indication with his motions that was a 30-second timeout. He just talked to the scorer's table about it, but he should have given everybody the signal so everybody in the place knows that it's a 30-second timeout. They're just they're pretty lazy. They don't always face the table when they do the foul calls. Just unimpressed with the officials in this association for sure. All right, 5:47 left to go, third quarter. One more coming for Kylie Wilson. Warriors up 28-23. Sophomore post. Misses that one also. That one way long. Kylie's going to have to work on that foul shooting. If she's going to play a lot of minutes, She's going to draw a foul. She's going to end up on that charity stripe, and she's got to take better advantage of that. She's one out of four today. Just missed a pair. Down low. Oh, tried to go to Clark, and Huntley just threw it. Not even close. Like, she thought Clark was going to pop out. Clark had good low post position there. Huntley threw it like Clark was popping to the corner. Threw it 4 feet in front of her and out of bounds. Harzma with it. Works to the right. Edmondson picks her up top of the key. Hands off to McMullen. McMullen back to Harzma on the right corner. Dribbles out. Edmondson harassing her. Good defender. Gets a little screen. Picks up her dribble. In a little trouble now. Gets it down to Nisley on the baseline. Back out on top to McMullen. Sets her feet. 23-footer short. Inside. Wilson with it. Dribbles a couple and then tied up. Got herself in a little deep there and didn't know where to go with the ball. She got that air ball, kind of nicked the rim rebound deep under the basket, almost out of bounds, and there were six-footers all around her. So alternating possession stays with Amity. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Grove in the left corner on top. Wilson back to Grove on the baseline, lays it up and in. What a cut by Grove and a great pass from Kylie Wilson. 10 points for Grove. She and McMullen now the only double-digit scorers for in the game, I think, because I think Huntley has 9. There's a ball knocked away. Clark gets it back, and Wilson's going to get the foul. She got up a little tight. Sometimes you get a little excited when they're struggling to handle the ball, and it's a little chaotic, and Wilson just wanted to force that turnover really badly, picked up her second foul, second team foul on the Warriors. So they're going to run this high, four high, way out on top. They all kind of crash down, looking for a cutter. They don't get it. Huntley with the ball out on top. High post. Wagner to Clark. Clark works baseline. Misses. And Nisley with the rebound. It gets fouled by Vermillion immediately. Grotting working the official hard, saying that Clark got fouled on the spin move. But no call on Wilson that time. The official not giving him even a glance. Just a little head shake as he continues to work him on the way back up the floor. Harzma with it. Warriors up 7, 30-23. It's an 8-1 Warriors quarter so far. There's a bounce pass to Wilson down deep. Blocked from behind by Clark. And that should be a travel. That should have been a travel as she went down on the floor after she had control. And they got it right. They consulted. And they got it right. I think that was Vermillion kind of had the ball and fell in slow motion to the floor. That has to be a travel if she wasn't tied up before she fell. She wasn't. They call it a travel. Warriors inbound, right side of the key. Get it out to Grove. Grove turns at the foul line. Picks up her dribble, goes back to Wilson. That'll be a jump ball. That's a great defensive play by Vermillion. Reached in from behind as Wilson caught the ball on the cut and tied it up. They kind of caught the ball at the same time. That was kind of a forced play by Grove a little bit there because Wilson was cutting into traffic. It wasn't an open cut. Even if she had caught the ball, she had Clark between her and the basket still. High post knocked away. They get it back. Edmondson swings to Huntley on the right angle. Extended. Trying to get it to Clark in that low post on Wilson. Now Clark pops out, goes back, and Grove knocks it away and out of bounds as Huntley cut to the basket, and Grove went right with her. Clark forced that pass to Huntley. Grove with great defensive positioning there, playing that passing lane the whole way in denied position. 3:52 left to go. Huntley on top, gets it to Clark in the mid post, turns to the right, throws it off the glass. No good. Grove with the rebound. Just a chuck there. Not really under control for Clark. Good defense by Wilson to hold her position. Make Clark have to shoot over her. Harzma works to the right, out to 80. 80 drives baseline, and she's fouled. Little push on the drive. Is that Clark or Vermillion? It's going to be Vermillion. Her third, fourth team foul on the Bulldogs. 30-23 Amity, 3:33 left to go here in the third quarter. Get it into Grove in the corner, out to 80. On top, Wilson. Wilson. Back to Nisley. Nisley, couple of dribbles over to McMullen. McMullen way out by the center circle. We're going to get an offensive foul on 80. Kind of a little fake screen, but ran a little interference, and she just picked up her fourth foul. Five fouls on the Bulldogs, two on the Warriors. I don't think that's right. I think that should be four on the Bulldogs and three on the Warriors. Yeah, they just fixed that. Ball knocked out of bounds by Amity. Warriors are shooting if they can pick up another foul of any kind here, except for offensive. Lob it in. Stolen by Wilson. Fronted Clark in the low post. Nice job. 80 drives. They just say she just lost the ball. No foul called. 80 was a little out of control there. Didn't look like she had a good plan. I don't think anybody hit the ball. I think she kind of tripped over the leg of the defender, but the defender wasn't moving. Just got to be under control if you want to draw that call. Vermillion, high post to Clark, down low. Huntley loses it out of bounds. Grove with great defense. They are determined to get that ball inside. They have 1 point in 6 minutes and 4 seconds of the third quarter. They're just really struggling. Warriors playing good fronting defense, playing the passing lanes well, and man-to-man defense. Harzma dribbles in deep with a left hand, up and in! Just kept on weaving her way to that basket. Harzma with 5 in the game, and the Warriors extend to a 9-point lead against the Bulldogs. Bulldogs had as much as a 16-9 lead in the first half. They lob, Grove tips, Grove steals. Nicely with it. Grove with a great play. Her athleticism and length, they're not allowing them to make that pass. Nicely wanted to skip it to McMullen, thought better of it. Nicely drives, hooks it inside to Wilson. Not a good pass. Stolen away by Huntley, trying to force it. Got to be more patient with that offense. Jed's not going to like that. Hurry up, trying to get it in when there's not a good passing lane. Wagner over to Vermillion, way out on top. Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Great third quarter for the Warriors defensively. My goodness. And we're going to have an offensive foul on Clark, battling for position with Wilson. She just rolls her eyes and shakes her head in disbelief, but kept her mouth shut wisely. Her second foul, fifth team foul. So like I said, if it's an offensive foul, you don't shoot. See, that's bad officiating right there. The clock, the horn sounded. The official should have taken the ball back and restarted that inbound play. He stopped, looked at the table. The table said, "Not, yeah, my bad, inadvertent horn. You should take the ball back from the player." McMullen, tough leaner on the baseline from about 15 feet, and she drains it. I was not expecting her to shoot that ball. That was a tough, contested shot on the baseline. Warriors up 11. They go back door to Clark, comes out the other side, lays it in. That was a nice lob. Clark with her first basket in a long time. She's got 6 points in the game. Warriors back to a 9-point lead. Harzma probing out on top. Bumped by Wagner. Drives in deep. No, missed the shot. Hit the bottom of the backboard there, trying to go against Clark. Long pass ahead to Edmondson. She won't shoot that three if she doesn't have to. They want to get it inside. Edmondson trying to get it to Huntley. Good defense by Harzma. Then they get it to Huntley. Huntley turns and lays it up and in as she runs down Nisley on the turn. Nisley was a little deep there to be able to get that call. Huntley with, I think, 11 in the game now. Back to a 7-point Warrior lead. 35 seconds to go. Harzma fouled. No call. McMullen for three. Air balls that one inside. 80 puts it up. Misses. Got hit in the face. No call. And we're going to get a reach-in foul on Grove. And Grove's like, I had the ball. How is that a foul?
She had the ball before she made contact.
But they're not going to care what I have to say, as you know. So that's the fourth team foul on the Warriors. So they're going to get Grove out, I think. Nope. Harzma and Nisley come out. Nisley got banged in the face on that shot down here. No call. 34-27, 23 seconds to go, third quarter. Warriors need another defensive stop. Grove's got to be careful. Three fouls now. Get it into the high post to Clark. Swings it to Huntley on the right wing. Clark goes and posts up, goes over her head, and we're going to have a foul, I think, on McMullen on the baseline. That's going to be the fifth team foul on the Warriors, so it puts Wagner on the line to shoot two shots with 16 seconds remaining in the quarter. Wagner at the line, misses the first one. Neither team shooting particularly well from the foul line. Wagner has 3 points in the game, hit a three earlier. makes the second one. So 6 point game, 15 seconds. Eliza in the game, in the corner, right out. Oh, had the three, didn't take it. Skips it to McMullen. Huntley steals and traveled. 3.7 seconds. That's what happens when your non-ball handlers have the ball in the open court under pressure. Not good things happen there. Less than ideal, but it was a good defensive play by Huntley to get the steal. So with 3.7, you're looking to get the ball to McMullen if you can. Nisely with it up the right side. Little runner. It's got a chance. In and out and out. Oh, my goodness. It doesn't get much closer without going in than that. After three quarters, Amity with a 34-28 lead here from Sutherland High School over the Bulldogs. We'll be back in just a moment. Start of the fourth quarter here from Sutherland High School. Your Warrior Girls leading the hometown Bulldogs 34-28. Warriors playing man-to-man defense in that third quarter. Did a great job. On the floor for Amity, Grove Wilson, Eliza, Alyssa, and Rideout. Liliana in there. Liliana has had several open looks. I think she just hasn't felt like it was her role to shoot, but she's got to take that open three when it's in there. That defense won't come out. Right now, right out for three. Misses that one. Little short, but she's got to take that shot. That's a shot she can hit. And if she's not taking that open three, she doesn't really help them offensively. So something she's got to do. So that wasn't a bad shot. Just coming out of the timeout, legs maybe weren't quite there. Looking to go inside. They do. Stolen. Wilson had a tip. McMullen with a steal. Trying to get it inside to number 10, Wagner, posting up on the shorter McMullen. McMullen working on Wagner on the right side. Bounce pass to Rideout. High post knocked away. Ball's loose. Picked up by Wagner. Rideout stared down that pass. Couldn't get it to Wilson. Huntley to Wagner. Down low. Off balance. Puts it up and in anyway. Wagner with six in the game. It's a four-point game. Warriors not at full strength out there right now. Harzma on the bench. 80 on the bench. Grove out there. There's another attempted entry pass. This one from Nisley. Knocked away and stolen again. Warriors maybe being a little too predictable in their passes here. Clark to Vermillion. Swings it to Huntley. Down low. Wagner back and down. Draws the foul on McMullen. They've got the mismatch they want in this man-to-man. Vermillion on McMullen. Vermillion 5'11". McMullen, I don't know what we list her at. We list her at 5'4". That's probably pretty accurate. Alyssa's got four now. Wagner to the line to shoot two. Makes the first one. She's three out of four from line. 7 points. Right out, leaves Harzma in. Wagner hits a pair. So she's got eight. Easily their best offensive threat here in this half. Harzma working against traffic. Out to McMullen in the corner. Dribbles out towards the top. Can't figure out where to go. Gets to the corner of the elbow. Gets it back. Deep three out top, short. Rebound loose, picked up by number five, Vermillion. Gets it to Wagner. Harzma picks her up. Wagner goes left to Clark. Warriors back in a zone, 1-3-1. Skip it over to Huntley. Huntley knocked away by Eliza. Oh, she should have had that steal. That pass was so bad that Eliza had the wrong angle on it. It was intended for Vermillion. What is he stopping play for? I have no idea what that was about. He just all of a sudden stopped play.
She had her uniform out.
Oh, it was untucked. All right. Got to be tucked in. Can't have that. Huntley to Vermillion on the right side here on the wing. Down low to Huntley by the corner. Huntley across the baseline to Clark. Little mid-range misses. Wagner with the offensive rebound on the air ball puts it back up and in. Wagner carrying him now with 10 points. 34-34, 5.5 to go in this game. Warriors not scored in a while. Eliza to McMullen, left corner three. No good. That was a good-looking shot. Harzma with a long rebound. Harzma working against Edmondson. Back to McMullen. McMullen, Harzma, left corner. Little head fake, drives in. Leaves it for Wilson. Wilson missed the shot, draws the foul. Going to shoot two. Grotting beside himself. Thought he had a good defensive stop there. Kylie, 1 out of 4 from the foul line, so need to see an improvement there out of Kylie. Her last two free throws didn't look anything alike. The first one was kind of flat and short. The second one, she overcompensated and basically hit the backboard. This one, she banks in. I don't think Kylie's feeling very comfortable right now. The free throws are in her head a little bit. She's not shot two in a row the same. This one, a little strong also, bounces around, loses it. McMullen tried to save it, couldn't hang on to it, almost had it. So Wilson splits a pair. She's now 2 out of 6 from the line. Warriors up one, 5-12 remaining. Extend the 1-3-1 here. There's a drive to the top of the key. Wagner flips it to Clark, inside to Huntley, lost it off her foot. Ball's loose, still loose. Wilson has it. And we're going to get a jump ball. It'll be Bulldog ball. Probably should have been a travel on Kylie. Had the ball and rolled onto her back. But good hustle by the Warriors. It's going to be a 2-3 zone for the Warriors on this inbound here. They'll try to get this ball to Huntley. They do. And then go right back. Clark in the right corner. Warriors are fronting the posts whenever possible. Edmondson on the left wing, on top to Vermillion, trying to get it inside. How long does she get to be in there? Finally, Wagner gets called for the 3 seconds. I mean, you could hear people starting to call it. She was in there 5 or 6 seconds before they finally called the three. So often that draws the attention of the officials. Like, oh, yeah, she is in there. Better call that. 4.5 minutes to go. We're going to have a timeout, full timeout with 4:36 to go for the Warriors. Jed needs to talk it over. Needs to get something better offensively than what they've had the last few trips down the floor. This is Warrior Basketball, KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans, wherever you are today on this fine Saturday. It's raining down here in Sutherland. It's not so fine, but warm. Low to mid-50s. 35-34, 4:36 left to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors nursing a one-point lead. They were up by as many as 11. In the end of the third quarter, the Bulldogs picked up their intensity on both ends of the floor. Amity got into some foul trouble, haven't been able to keep the same five on the floor much right now. So it's mostly the starters, except for McMullen is out and Wilson's in. Right corner, Eliza fakes, drives, kicks out to Grove for three. Halfway down, won't stay. Wagner with the rebound. Wagner ahead. On the right side, it's Huntley. Warriors in a zone here. Grove gets the tip on the entry pass from Wagner. Clark was yelling for it. Ball knocked out of bounds. Clark was wide open under the basket. Waiting for the ball to get retrieved here. What is the delay here? Come on. The ball should be out of bounds. Does he think there's something wet on the floor again? Checking it up the right side of the key there. Down at the Sutherland end to our right. We'll wait for them to clean this up a little bit here. Almost halfway through the fourth quarter, only one foul for each team so far, so no danger of anybody shooting any penalty shots. Remember, with the rule change this year, you shoot double bonus, 2 free throws from 5 fouls on in a quarter. No more one-on-one high school basketball in Oregon. Clark looks to inbound, gets it in the corner. Wagner back to Clark, backs Grove down, turn, scores. Grove didn't want to pick up the foul. Clark fundamentally sound on that move. Nisely with it, 80. Down low to Eliza, goes back to 80, mishandled. Harzma saves it out to Grove. Eliza drives, gets in deep, fouled and scores! Eliza nicely attacking Clark off the dribble. Excellent job by Eliza. Got to that basket with her right hand. Little hesitation. Fake left. Went right off the dribble. Clark was moving her feet. Couldn't get in a good position to try to challenge the shot and fouled her. Warriors get the free throw on Eliza, bouncing that one around and in. She's got five. Great play. Gives the Warriors a 38-36 lead. Edmonds sent to Huntley on the right side. Huntley wants to drive. Kicks it back out to Clark. Down low to Huntley. Knocked away. Stolen. Grove comes out of there with it. Knocked away by Wilson. Grove saves it. Warriors with the ball. Harzma gets the screen. Works to the right. In the corner. Eliza. Out on top to Wilson. Goes up high for that one. Back to Eliza on the right wing. Eliza drives. Hooks it. Grove lays it up. Misses. Wilson, or 80 Nisley diving in there. I just saw the blonde ponytail flying, but it was 80 diving in from the right angle to that. Got that. Laid it up with the left hand and in. Warriors up four. Inside Clark. Fouled by Grove. That's going to be four on Grove. Second team foul on the Warriors here in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs have two as well. 2:57 remaining. Addie Clark at the line. Six-footer. Junior. Free throw's good. She's got 9 points in the game. One more free throw and a chance to cut this lead to two. Takes her time. Buries them both cleanly. She is 5 out of 7 from the, or 4 out of 6 from the line. We're going to have a timeout taken by Sutherland. 2:57 remaining here in the fourth quarter. 40-38, Amity on top. We'll take a break for this full timeout. Welcome back, Warrior fans, wherever you are today. Hopefully enjoying this game. It's been a fun one so far. 40-38, Amity on top of Sutherland. Not sure where Sutherland is in the coaches' poll to start the season. I would assume they're definitely in the top 10. Warriors have struggled with fouls all day today. And Sutherland, about as big a team as you're going to play in 3A basketball. They got 5'11", 6-foot-plus girls all over the place. Warriors have none of those. On the wing, Eliza with it. Gets a screen. Works her way in on Clark. Picks up her dribble to Wilson. 8-footer. Buries it. Great pass, drew the double team. Wilson just ready for the ball. Took the shot when she had it. Huntley passes to Wagner on the right wing. Trying to go back to Huntley inside. Does block by Wilson. There's a save, and it's going to be a foul on Vermillion as she takes the legs out of 80. 80 with great hustle to get to that loose ball. She had it. And Vermillion couldn't quite get there, was on the floor, and took out the legs of 80. Nicely with a great hustle play after the block by Wilson. Eliza gets a screen from 80, works to the right, leaves it for Wilson. Back down to 80 on the block. 80 skips it over to Harzma. Down low, Grove lost it between her legs, took her eyes off it. Pass was a little low, but very catchable. I think Sarah Lynn was just moving on to the next thing and just lost the ball. It happens. Edmondson up on top. Wagner. Warriors in a 2-3 here. Vermillion holds it. Goes to Wagner. Skips it down to Clark in the left corner. Back to Wagner. Knocked away by Grove. Picked up by Harzma. Harzma going the other way. Puts the brakes on. Nice pass to Grove on the spin. Harzma spun around and Knight laid a nice little left-handed bounce pass to Grove for the basket. Warriors up 6, 44-38, 1:30 left to go. Down low to Clark. Clark, the low post, they double her down there. Steps through, out to Wagner, loads the three, good. She's the only one that shot a three today for them, I think, technically. Three-point game. And the Warriors throw it away. Pass intended for Grove. Went off her fingers, a little bit too much on it. 44-41, 1:16 to go. Warriors just need to pick it up. They've got a three-point lead here. Nobody's in a bonus situation here for fouls. Grove has four, though, as does I think Eliza, or 80. 80 might have four.
Shooter.
Wagner, their best three-point shooter, back in the corner to Clark. Back to Wagner. Mid-range stolen by Harzma. Harzma throws it ahead to 80. 80 takes it in. Was fouled. No call. Oh, my goodness. Ball knocked away. Eliza with it. Misses. Tip to 80. Lays it up and in. Oh, my goodness. The Knisely girls never give up on the play, and they end up getting it knocked away, get the loose ball and the putback. Warriors knock the ball out of bounds. Eliza, 37 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, 46-41. Boy, 80 was fouled in that first one. Eliza following the play, stripped the ball away, laid it up, missed. 80 got the rebound, put it back up and in. Just great hustle by both Knisleys. They get it in to Vermillion. Down low to Clark. She has to come way out to get it. There's a steal by Eliza. Eliza going the other way. Edmondson trying to keep up with her. Eliza draws the foul. Edmondson trying to play the same defense she played on 80 last time. This time she gets called for the foul like she should have the first time. Her second foul. 28 seconds to go. Warrior girls have turned up the defensive intensity here in the last 2 minutes of the game. At the line, Eliza Knisely. Buries the first one. This is a good, tough game for the Warriors to play here early in the season. Physical, big team, well-coached. Has a plan. Makes you work hard. Second one, no good. Long rebound to Wagner. Eliza misses that second one. Two out of three from the line tonight. We're going to get a foul on the drive. They're going to say it's out of bounds. Say no shot. Foul before the shot. So that's good. Foul's going to be on Wilson, her third. Boy, Kylie has played the entire second half of this game. Great experience for the sophomore. 2-3 zone on this pass. 21 seconds, 6-point lead. They throw it into Huntley. Huntley skips it over to Vermillion. Vermillion. Huntley will take a deep three. No good. Rebound inside Eliza. That's going to do it. 13 seconds. Josh Grotting says don't foul. Let him run it out. 6-point lead. Grove with the ball on the wing, and that's going to do it. Amity Warriors with a 47-41 win as they hold on in a 13-13 fourth quarter. What a great win for these Warrior girls. We'll take a quick break and be back with some final scoring numbers for you right after these messages. Final score here from Sutherland High School. The Amity Warrior girls 47 and the Sutherland girls 41. So two of the better girls teams in the state playing on the home floor of the Bulldogs. And the Amity girls play a fantastic second half. It was early in the second quarter. This was a 16-9 lead. It was 12-9 Bulldogs after one. They scored the first 4 points of the second quarter, went up 16-9. Warriors stormed back, tied it at 22 going into halftime on them on a Alyssa McMullen buzzer beater from the left wing, a deep two-pointer to tie it at 22. Amity came out on fire in the third quarter, built an 11-point lead before Sutherland, 34-23. Sutherland scored the last 5 points to cut it to 6 going into the fourth quarter. It was a close game. Sutherland had a 38-36 lead with about four minutes to go in the game, and Amity outscored them 11-3 to finish up that game. Played some great defense down the stretch. All right, folks. Amity led tonight by 12 points each from Melissa McMullen and Sarah Lynn Grove, 6 each from 80, Eliza, and Kylie, 5 points for Maya Harzma. Just great balance from the Warriors all the way along. The Bulldogs got 13 out of Wagner, 11 from Huntley, 10 from Clark, 7 from Edmondson. That's going to do it for girls basketball. The Podbean will stop and start again in a few minutes, so when it goes off the air, just know that I'm starting a new episode. I'll wait a few minutes to do that so we make sure we have plenty of time for the boys' game. I can only go 2 hours. That one's about an hour and a half since the girls started. So I'll wait a few minutes and then start a new Podbean. So if you're listening on Podbean, you're going to listen to the boys' game. Then when it goes off the air, just look to rejoin the new Podbean livecast. All right. Thanks for joining us for the girls' game. We'll take a break for a few minutes and be back probably 6 or 7 minutes from now. Get you set up for the boys game. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in a few minutes.